I never heard or saw Vero Beach referred to as Velcro Beach until a few weeks ago, and it was in Connecticut of all places. I was talking with an experienced big boat sailor named Scott and told him about living in Vero Beach. Oh yes, Velcro Beach, he said with a smile. Velcro Beach, I responded. What does that mean? It's a compliment, he assured me, and means you get stuck on it. Velcro, of course, is the fabric fastener made of tiny hooks and loops. Scott explained that boaters who cruise the intercoastal waterway call Vero Beach Velcro Beach because they feel attached to the place. The harbor is protected. The city marina has a laundry and showers, and a shuttle bus takes them to shops, restaurants, and the beach. Some intend to stay a few days and end up buying a house. After talking with Scott, I read an article in the May issue of Indian River Magazine about, guess what, Velcro Beach. Writer Christina Tascom interviewed boaters who settle in Vero and call themselves CLODS. That stands for Cruisers Living on Dirt, meaning dry land. I looked up Velcro and found it's a trade name that comes from the French velour for velvet and crochet for hook. Velcro. I can't wait to tell my new friend Scott. For 88.9 FM, this is Paul Janich.